जा बिहारी गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव गुंजा बिहारी गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundaradha, Shyama Sundaradhi. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gau Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. So new Raman Reti is a replica of Raman Reti Sri Vrindavan Dham. So we're fortunate to spend the summer here to see Sri Sri Gauranitai Krishna Balaram Radhashyama Sundar. And somehow or other, we're leaving this weekend. As Mother Mukhya said, it's going to be a busy coming Julan Yatra, Balaram's appearance day, Janmashtami, Prabhupada's appearance day. You join the Hare Krishna movement, it's a festival, a daily festival. Appearance days, disappearance days, so many celebrations. We just did 5 Rath Yatras in 1 week during the bona fide time. It was during the bona fide time. So we had Vrindavan, Mathura, Bharatpur, and a couple others in Rajasthan. So this was a very special blessings of Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So during the kirtan, his voice was breaking. I said, "You okay?" He goes, "Just emotional." So we get very emotional sometimes, you know. I remember Brahmananda, he would speak about Prabhupada. He'd always lose it. I thought we'd read today fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. And this is the last verse, but very powerful verse. Bhoktarang Jagatapasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridang Sarvabhutanam Yatvamang Shanti Mrichchati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So the purport, the conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than he. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Shvetashvata Upanishad 6-7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranang Paramang Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. So this fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as karma yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how karma yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga is a path leading to bhakti yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute, and the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya, illusion, due to the desire to lord it over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter, for it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which helps one control the senses in every respect and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma Nirvana. The Eightfold Yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There's a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. Om Jnanate Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milicham Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, human life is very special, very rare opportunity. This morning I had an online class, Prabhupada's legacy, how Prabhupada, being born in a Vaishnava family, met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, 1922, and immediately Srila Bhakti Siddhanta ordered him You take this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the current incarnation of the Lord, and give this knowledge to the Western-speaking world. You know, the doubts always come in. We think, oh yes, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, Balaram. There's scriptural evidence in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas, great histories. In the modern world, people know that Lord Jesus appeared a couple thousand years ago, and Muhammadism, then Lord Buddha appeared at a certain time, which is already predicted in the Vedic literature as when Lord Buddha would appear, who his mother and father would be, what his teachings would be, who Shankaracharya is, what his teachings would be concerning, you know, bringing people back to the Vedic teachings, the Vedas in Sanskrit. Sanskrit is the language of the demigods. So obviously without Shraddha, with some faith, we think, oh, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just a great personality. They say Krishna was just a great ordinary person. He was a great personality. This is Maya's trick to cover us because we want to be in the material world. We, you know, Krishna's gifted us this body. Where did this body come from? Oh, from my mother and father. But all bodies are being produced from the earth. We're made of earth, and we're going to go back to the earth. So we're given consciousness, and that consciousness is a symptom of the spirit soul. Unfortunately, everyone is driven by the mode of passion and mode of ignorance. That means that everyone's looking for happiness, and we're thinking that happiness comes in a relationship of male and female and cute little children, good bank balance, nice car, nice clothes, good reputation, good friends. You invite people over, they can see how opulently you're living so that, you know, they know you were successful. And, you know, I was born in a good family. I have a big education, many PhDs. I'm a great scientist. I can discover many wonderful ways you can waste your time with many. How is it recently, in the past 30, 40 years, computers and internet and cell phones, and now we're propelling rockets to the moon and to Mars, and we're thinking that life is just meant to discover. You know, we're discovering things all the time. But the real miseries of life are birth. You're forced to take birth. It's not thinking that, oh yeah, I picked my mother and father and, you know, I came out real easy. No, it's a very painful situation taking birth in this material world. And immediately the bewilderment starts with the cute little children, the nice voices, and, you know, the happy family. And I'm in a good nation with, you know, freedom and, you know, so many facilities are there for my happiness, nice parks, you know, good food and the roads, and, you know, everything is so nice. But you look around, it's not so nice, because there's so much suffering and struggling because people are after wealth, after money and power, domination. One nation dominates another nation, and people are working really hard to accumulate money. Now you can make, you know, you can become a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire. One person controls trillions and trillions of dollars while some people have to struggle. And it's not because of their super intelligence. It's just somehow this karma and daivanitrena. We're born in a certain family, and to have a human form of life is a rare opportunity. If you look at all the animals and species of living entities, all the way from the aquatics to the mammals to the worms and germs to the high demigods, there are varieties, 8,400,000 different varieties of living entities, and human life is rare. So we think, well, not so rare, you know, we're seeing so many human beings, and we become convinced that, look at, this is my life. I don't want to bother about God or understanding that he's the Bhoktarang Jagatapasang, that he's the controller of the universe. I mean, who owns the sun and the stars and the planets, and who's making them float in space? Who's created this earth? Who's created this consciousness? So Krishna is very kind. You know, because we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is a discussion between Krishna and his pure devotee. Arjuna is showing the frailty. I don't want to fight this battle of Kurukshetra. This is my family. My guru is there, my teacher, my grandfather, my cousins, my relatives. I would rather they take the kingdom. I don't want to fight. But Arjuna's a kshatriya, a warrior. He's like a king. And the king's duty, Rajarshi, is to uphold the law of God. So the king has to, for a religious war, he has to fight to reestablish religious principles. Krishna comes again and again. And we heard of so many incarnations, isn't it? Krishna, Nrisimha, Varaha, Lord Rama, and Matsya, Kurma. And there's so many avatars of the Lord and many, many empowered saints. And the saints are carrying the message of Krishna, of God. For what purpose? To free us from the cycle of birth and death. Samsara. We sing in the morning aartik, Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka, that we're burning in the fire of material existence in the form of birth, death, old age, and disease. When we're young, we're thinking, we're never going to get old. My wife was making a joke that next month I'm turning 70. I can't believe it. And I never thought that would happen. So as young children, you know, you're full of vigor and energy and running here and there, unstoppable, can jump up, climb up and down the mountain, up and down the stairs. But as the body wears out, just like an old vehicle starts rusting, the tires fall off, you know, and the engine becomes all clogged up and doesn't function anymore, backfires, and all kinds of things are starting to happen. So the material body, in your youth, for the first 10 years, you're just totally bewildered as a child, and you want to play from 10 to 20. You want to do sports and have good time. And then your senses wake up in another way. You think, oh, she's such a pretty girl, or he's such a nice man, and you know, want to have some relationship, and then produce children, have a family of my own, my community, you know, fight for our country, die for our motherland, our community. So the unfortunate situation is everybody's on the bodily platform of life. Arjuna was stating that I don't want to fight because this would cause so much, you know, disruption. But Krishna said, no, it's your duty. You have to perform your duty. So Krishna's not saying that we go off to the Himalayas and crawl into a cave or go in the mountains or in the forest and meditate, Om Tad Vishnu Paramang Padang. You know, you could just become a great meditator and yogi and achieve mystic powers. But the ultimate conclusion of all the mystic powers, of all sacrifice, all yajna, is meant to please Krishna. So Arjuna, he's asking questions. Well, who is a pure devotee? Because Krishna is telling him, you need to take instruction. We want to learn the truth, but we have to approach someone who has the truth. And that someone who has the truth is Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada, he's the representative of the Guru Parampara, the great acharyas, the great teachers, all are in harmony with the conclusion that we're all eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. And human life is meant to reawaken that relationship of our forgetfulness, because we're covered over, just like a mirror. If it's full of dust, you cannot see yourself. But if you clean the mirror, Lord Chaitanya said, Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadevagni nirvapanam. By chanting Krishna's name, we're cleaning the mirror so we can see who we really are, that we're servants of Krishna. And what is that holy name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may not have a taste for the holy name, we may not know the ultimate conclusion and meaning, but simply by taking, like, you know, we use the doctor analogy a lot. If the doctor says, take your medicine, you have faith in the doctor, you're going to take your medicine, because you see, if you're diseased, you become, if you're acutely diseased, on the verge of death, then the doctor says, okay, stop doing this nonsense and take your medicine. So what are you going to do? You got to stop the nonsense and take the medicine. in the nonsense is the bodily concept of life, to think that, oh no, I'll be happy in this world. Yes, you can be happy by becoming Krishna's servant, by associating with devotees, by hearing Krishna's glories. Because without Shravanam, I'm reading a little bit about Hiranyakashipu, who is Jai and Vijay from the spiritual kingdom. But Hiranyakashipu did such an austerity that Lord Brahma awarded him practically eternal life. He won't be killed. He won't age. He'll be so powerful, he'll control everybody and everything in the universe. But funny thing is, out of the four sons, Prahlad Maharaj was instructed by Narada Muni in the womb that he was hearing the purpose and goal of life. And Prahlad Maharaj, whenever asked by his father, what's the best thing you've learned from your teachers, because Shanda and Amarka were the sons of Shukracharya, who were teaching all the children in their Gurukul about Dharma, Artha, Kama, religion, economic development, and sense gratification, how to control, how to manipulate friends and enemies. Prahlad wasn't interested. He simply wanted to glorify the Supreme Lord. So he told his father, you know, that you can never understand, one who's a materialist, he cannot understand God or the process of self-realization. But he told him, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Hearing about the Lord, chanting his glories, and remembering the Lord, this is the preliminary stages, because when you hear beautiful prayers throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna declaring himself that he's the source of all material and spiritual worlds, he's the Supreme Lord of everyone, he's a friend of everyone, everyone is, you know, created as a part of him, and everyone has a relationship with Krishna. So we have a tendency to forget, yes, that sounds like nice philosophy, and, you know, singing, dancing is okay, but I gotta get to work and work hard. Yes, Arjuna had to work. He couldn't sit on the chariot and just relax and tell Krishna, you fight. No, you have to fight. So yes, we have to take care of family. We have to take care of children. But we have to put Krishna in the center. We have to actually remember that this life is going by very quickly. As Gopal said, life goes by very, very quickly. And we may think, well, no, 100 years. Brahma lives 100 years, but his 100 years is many hundreds of thousands, millions of years. The ant's 100 years is maybe 1 or 2 days, or, you know. And there are some creatures that are born in the daytime. Before nighttime, they're gone. You see, they're all burned out on the floor next to where the light was. So all of us are burning out within a short time, and the first several 10, 20 years are spent in childhood. Then we're totally bewildered by the divine energy of the Lord, looking for happiness through sense gratification. And then very quickly, old age starts setting in, and once you become invalid, can't hear, you can't see, you lose your teeth, you can't eat, can hardly walk, it becomes very, very, as my mother said, disgusting. You know, material suffering becomes very challenging for everyone. So we have to apply ourselves, not waste our energy and time. We're not like great devotees or very elevated, might not have a great education or come from a very high-born family. You know, many of us are ordinary, and just somehow by Krishna's grace, we had the opportunity to be attracted to Krishna. Prabhupada said that Krishna sent all of you nice boys and girls to help me, assist me in spreading this Sankirtan movement. And one devotee said, how is that, Prabhupada? We're born in meat-eater families, and we have no understanding of spiritual life. How you say that we were sent by Krishna? Prabhupada said, that's just superficial. You heard the holy name and you came running. So this is basically our good fortune. If you're attracted to the holy name, if you're, have the faith that Bhagavad Gita, as it is spoken by the Supreme Lord, giving guidance to the living entity, but our mind is so preoccupied that we're not giving our attention to the lesson. So the whole second chapter after Arjuna was deciding, I don't want to fight this battle, basically, you know, but he finally surrendered. Krishna, I'm a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. And the very first instructions is that you need guidance from Guru. And the Guru is Krishna. Krishna is the original Guru, and he's represented externally as a spiritual Guru. And a bona fide Guru is one who repeats the words of Krishna and guides one towards spiritual life. So that's what the Krishna Consciousness Movement is, bringing the genuine words of Krishna, of all the great teachers. It's not just a dogmatic religion. It's a perfection of life in the sense that it awakens our original consciousness. And it's not Hindu consciousness or Christian consciousness or Muslim consciousness or Buddhist consciousness. The sun is brilliant. It's made for everyone. It's not, we have different names for the sun in different countries. But ultimately, Krishna or means one who is most the most beautiful, the most attractive. And so we're all looking for peace and real happiness. So when we recognize that everything, all my work, the fruits of my work, are meant for Krishna. I probably told the story before, but Brahmananda and Satsarup Maharaj told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, we just want to be with you. We want to stay here at the storefront and just hear from you and chant with you. So we want to quit work. Prabhupada said, no, you do your work. Going to work, you chant Hare Krishna, thinking of Krishna. While you're at work, you're thinking that the results of my hard labor, the money will be used to take care of my family and Krishna consciousness, to help spread Krishna consciousness. And you give your money to Krishna. And Brahmananda said, how do I give my money to Krishna? Prabhupada said, you give it to me, and I'll give it to Krishna. So Prabhupada, he personally underwent great austerity. We're celebrating 60th anniversary, and imagine coming to a foreign country with no support, no money, and just completely. You can't even make a movie or a tremendous book about the austerities that Prabhupada performed, and all because he wanted to serve his spiritual master, and he had great compassion for humanity. Prabhupada would see the suffering conditioned souls, and he would chant that mantra, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. There is no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way than chanting Krishna's holy name. So we have to regulate, and although we're thinking, well, 16 rounds, some people chant their rounds very slowly, and it takes them a long time. But it's not a matter of, you know, rapid. We try to have a little love and faith and devotion, and sometimes you have to maybe break it up. If you can chant all your rounds in one session, is best. But previously, especially in India, the real dedicated, they would chant for 100-something rounds, and 64 rounds was, you're getting a little bit low there, 32 rounds. When we think, oh, Ekadasi, I chanted 25 rounds, I'm very proud, very happy. And it's not just a mechanical repetition of names, because one chanting frees one from all sinful reactions. But because we're habituated to sinful activities, and we have such a thick layer of dust covering our spiritual existence, that this Chaito Darpana Marjanang Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandra Kavitaranang Vijavad Hujivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipatam Pranamrita Svadanam Sarvatma Snapanang Parang Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So the very first mantra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting is that by this Sankirtan, this, you know, like we were dancing and chanting ecstatically, Prabhuji was losing his voice in ecstasy, because this is emotional spiritual connection with Krishna. By calling out his name and by singing and dancing, Krishna is present. Krishna says, I'm not in the heart of the yogis or the big meditators, but wherever the devotees are together glorifying you know, my glories, that's I'm there. Krishna's everywhere, but perceiving him as a person, the supreme person. Imagine awakening our relationship with our long-lost father, who's eternal and who can bring us to our eternal home. No more old age, no more birth and death and struggling and suffering. And it's not just some utopian idea. This is actually something very philosophical, very logical and reasonable if we give it the attention of our, you know, apply a little bit of intelligence. It says, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayarya Jantihi Sumedasaha. That says one who has some intelligence, he'll worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared with his associates, Nityananda, Dvaita, Gadadhar, Srivas. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself. Krishna Balaram came again. It's like you try to give a lesson, but people don't hear the lesson properly. They didn't understand. Okay, let me try another way. So Lord Chaitanya is considered the most magnificent, magnanimous incarnation of the Lord by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gora Tvashe Namaha. The Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Father God, has come. And he's saying, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. He's calling that we all wake up from the bodily platform, from the identification that I am white, black, American, African, Indian, Russian, or whatever, you know. Everyone has a bodily designation, and nations are fighting against nations. People are killing one another simply for domination and, you know, opulence and money and control. And we don't have to be brilliant to see that. You can look on any news channel, all the atrocities going on in the world, the suffering of so many individuals who are simply caught up in the cycle of birth and death. So this is not something new. This is the oldest science. This is the king of education, the most pure knowledge, and it's joyfully performed. It's just a matter of regulating our life, you know, early to bed, early to rise. The early morning is called Brahma Muhurta. If you can hear Bhagavad Gita, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, or chanting of the holy name early in the morning, it's very conducive for spiritual life. So Gopal's got me emotional this way. So we have friends, and our real friend is Krishna. He's a friend of everyone. And one who's also representing Krishna, he's our friend. I mean, you know, of course we have many relationships in this world. We're not simply calloused or becoming dull and irresponsible. Oh, let me leave my responsibilities. I want to go and chant Hare Krishna and become a great Mahatma. No, it takes time. Of course, one takes up from where he left off. Prabhupada said there's no loss or diminution. You've chanted today, so you've got great benefit. Neha vikramo nashasti pratyavayana vidyate svapamapisya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. That whatever advancement you make in Krishna consciousness, advancement means the more you hear about Krishna, the more you chant about Krishna, the more you serve Krishna, this is eternal credit in your spiritual bank account. In material life, if you don't accomplish your goals, I want to build a big skyscraper building going to cost me $10 million, and, you know, I died before I accomplished. You've accomplished nothing. It says in the Christian world that what profit does one have even to gain a kingdom and loses his, you know, his eternal soul, his connection with God? So we may become very wealthy. We may perform many pious activities where we can go to the heavenly planets and enjoy life in long duration and beautiful gardens with beautiful people, almost deathless, Amara, they call them almost deathless. But everybody in this material world, from Lord Brahma, all the demigods, all the human beings, every living being is forced to die. And and put again the cycle of birth and death, creation, dissolution, creation, goes on perpetually. And so we're entrapped in a material world. And this is a wonderful opportunity, very easy to sit and hear Bhagavad Gita, to chant the holy name, to take prasad, lots of prasad, and to have the association of devotees. The more we associate with materialistic people, we become diverted. Our attention go, oh, maybe there's some happiness there. No. Only keep the association of devotees, and saintly people would avoid the association of non-devotees because their main objective is sense gratification, and it doesn't matter what it takes, you know, dog eat dog, survival of the fittest, people dominate one another, and you know, thinking that I'm powerful. Where does the strength come from? Where does the energy come from? Where does our ability to do anything come from? Our intelligence, where does it come from? It's not that we created our intelligence. I was born intelligent. No. Krishna says, Sarvasya chahang hridisana vishtom matat smritir gyanam pohanang cha. I'm in everyone's heart, and I'm giving knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Anybody have any problem with forgetfulness? Oh, man. I'm in a meeting, and I say, I know this person for 30 years. What's your name again? You know, whatever. You know, it's like, I'm forgetting names. But Krishna is helping us. If we want to remember, if we're serving Krishna with faith, Krishna will give us the intelligence how to come to him. And whatever we're lacking, whatever disqualification we may have, Krishna says, I will carry what you lack and preserve what you have. He's giving us impetus that think of me, become my devotee, worship me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So we can become very dear friends. We are already dear friends of Krishna, but we can awaken that relationship by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And pray to Krishna that he gives us more taste to want to hear about him. Because this is the beginning foundational stability, hearing and chanting and remembering. And Srila Prabhupada made the morning program very, very, in a solid way where you can rise early, see the deities, and glorify the spiritual master, clean the temple, decorate the deities, cook nice preparations, you know, hear the Bhagavatam class, serve all day by preaching and broadcasting the message of Krishna to save other conditioned souls who are suffering. Everyone is suffering. There may be some momentary happiness. No, I'm happy. I'm perfectly fine. I'm good. But that fine only lasts a very, very short time. And then you have to leave all your wealth, your sons, your daughters, your empire, your reputation, whatever. Everything is given up. We're born with nothing. We come in naked. We leave with nothing. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Take advantage of Krishna consciousness by the sacrifice and blessing and gift of Srila Prabhupada. We have an opportunity to advance in spiritual life. Thank you very much. We have a few minutes. If anyone has any questions or comments, there's a question up in the corner there. Enthusiastic question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the great class.
Thank you.
So it is my understanding that if I do pious activity or I do really good karma yoga, I can become a demigod in my next life. I could be Brahma or Indra or Surya. That these demigods is more of a post and not of a personality per se. So why do we say Shiva is a demigod if I cannot take the post of Shiva or nobody can be the demigod of Shiva? Why do we say Shiva is a demigod if that's not a post that we can take? And my second question is, if I don't put myself in the center, then don't I become impersonal? It seems to me that to be an individual, to be a person, even a spiritual person, is that I experience things through my center of consciousness. if I don't experience life through my center of consciousness, then I'm just impersonal. I just merge with the ether.
Boy, such deep questions here, huh? Yeah, there's description in the Vedic literature that by worshiping the different demigods, you can take birth in the same plant, and by performing great austerities, you can become like Brahma. But you said, like, you cannot become Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is actually Krishna himself, and it's like, what is yogurt? It's milk, but curdled. But Krishna, he manifests himself as Lord Shiva to conduct and manage the whole universe with Durga Devi, Mother Durga. And so, like, you can't become Nanda Maharaj or Mother Yashoda, but you can have a relationship with Krishna like a parent, you know, that kind of relationship. You can't become Radharani, but you can also have the mood of a Madhurya, a loving relationship with Krishna. And it's not that we want to simply be those great personalities, and the sacrifices which are recommended in the Vedic literatures, the yajnas and performance of different austerities and mantras and religious rituals are meant for elevation, but they're misleading in the sense that whether you go to become a demigod or, you know, a great powerful personality, still from Brahmaloka down to the lowest planet, all our places temporary and miserable. Okay, so Krishna, he overrides demigod worship. He immediately bypasses people who are enamored by Veda Vadarata, by the rituals of the Vedas for material gain. He said, why waste your time with all that? You may be temporarily happy that I achieved a godly body in a heavenly planet or some very big position, but you cannot become Lord Shiva. You can become a demigod who are subordinate to controlling the universal affairs. But why do you want to remain in the prison house? That's the whole thing. So Krishna is giving an opportunity through Bhagavad Gita, teaching Arjuna, just surrender unto me. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up all varieties of religion or so-called rituals and sacrifices. Just surrender to me. I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. Because if we have any desire, putting ourselves in the middle, if we want, you know, no, I'm just das, das, anuda. I'm a servant of the servant of the servant. A pure devotee, Prabhupada says, if I have any credit, it's due to the mercy of my spiritual master. And so Krishna, he's giving us the speed elevator. Instead of taking the stairway of the yoga ladder and all the different sacrifices, austerities, and so-called realizations, you just press the one button, chanting the holy name, and serving in devotional service, and you go to the top. The top means you go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class. Appreciate that. You mentioned that quote about that Krishna will preserve what we have and carry what we lack. Well, this devotee named Jayanandi, he says, I don't want Krishna to carry too much. He's a little concerned about that. So is that going to be a problem if Krishna is carrying what you lack?
I didn't catch it. If Krishna, say it again.
Well, a devotee said that quote about Krishna will preserve what we have and carry what we lack.
And carry what we,
what
yeah,
we lack. And he's very concerned about, you know, you don't want Krishna to carry too much. That was Jayananda who said that.
Uh-huh. Well, Krishna is just letting you know that if you surrender, he'll take care of you. You know, that if you have some shortcomings, he'll take care of that. And if you're lacking something, he'll provide that for you. It's like if you have a personal relationship with the most powerful personality, then you have no more worries. So Krishna letting you know that, hey, I'm there for you. That you surrender, you're lacking something, we got it covered. You need something, we'll take care of it. You know, so Krishna, he's very powerful. He can take care of everything for all of us. Okay, I can hear people's stomachs. They're ready for some prasadam. So it's 5:59. We're very punctual. Try to end by 6. So thank you very much. New Raman Reti Dham Ki Jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shishi Gorni Thai Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribol.